What's up, donkeys? Happy Monday. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com. And you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, October 21st, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
Morning, everybody. Happy Monday to you.
Johnny Cakes Auvilles is here.
Hello, everybody. Hello.
And Eric Pickle.
You know what to do, Cakes. Hey. You know what to do, buddy.
I do know what to do.
Monday. Get that thing queued up, pal.
Victory Monday, brought to you by Chenega Mios, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careers.mios.com. You know what?
I can get used
Chenega
to this.
Chenega Mios, they're getting their money's worth this year.
They are.
They didn't even get five of these last year.
Do they sponsor Misery Monday or just Victory Monday?
I think so. But
yeah, so that's
a little
great.
More bang for your buck on Victory Monday, I think.
And a Marcus Mariota Victory Monday, which
that was the most stunning part of it. How
surprising.
Well he came in and played.
Yeah,
I tipped my cap to him, man. I mean, see if he could do it next week if we need him.
Look, I think he obviously tops out as a backup, but he looked like a pretty high-level backup when he came in yesterday.
Carolina's bad.
Against the
Carolina's
Panthers.
Bad.
And
yep.
Again, you don't want him doing that for more than, I think, 1 or 2 weeks.
I'm with you.
Obviously. But, I mean, it worked out. Whatever they paid him, it was all worth it for that win yesterday.
I think they said this on the broadcast, and I had never heard this before. And I'm sure it's happened before, but I just don't remember hearing this. And I can't remember which player said that they had to go to preseason film to look at some of the guys on Carolina.
Because
that's how banged up they are, too. They're bad. They're banged up. They didn't even have the ability to look at like last week's game for a lot of these guys. They had to go to the preseason
film. Not only are the Carolina Panthers under-talented and inept and woeful, all those things, they might be stupid, too, because why do you wait until like 5 minutes left in the game to play Bryce Young? Like, when you know that you don't have a prayer in the game, why doesn't he show up earlier? I don't understand.
I was going to say, why even put him in the game?
Who, Bryce Young?
At that point, it didn't make any sense.
Like, no, he should have started the second half.
Like, you're bad.
I mean, Dalton wasn't banged up, was he?
You're a bad outfit.
He was just bad.
He was horrible,
I thought Dave Canales kind of knew what he was doing. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he's just a big stooge, too. I don't know.
That was a varsity against the JV.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a thorough ass kicking.
That's exactly what we needed. I was nervous. I'm not going to say I predicted it. I did not predict it. I thought it was going to be a tough game. But that was exactly what you're supposed to do to a bad team.
Absolutely.
Which showed that there is some legitimacy to this team. I'm sure the Ravens are better, but that was a dominating victory. That's what you're supposed to do. And to do that without Jaden. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
Give kudos to Drab T-shirt. His prediction of the Commanders winning 99-0, I think, was the closest out of all of us.
Was that what the prediction was?
Yeah, I believe.
I felt it.
Yeah. If that game had gone any longer, they would have beaten them basically 99-0. It was so one-sided.
Do you know who has the highest point differential right now on the positive side in the NFL?
I guess their name rhymes with the Schmushmanders.
I think we're up by three, right?
Plus 66 on the season.
Buffalo.
5-2 atop the NFC East.
Yeah.
I've been saying this for a couple weeks now. All you got to do is go 500 the rest of the way. Go 500 the rest of the way, you get to 10 wins, and that's the playoffs. And that is the Houston Texans like turnaround.
Yeah.
I wasn't brave enough to go with it, but I said it all offseason. There are teams that have these turnarounds every year, and it looks like the Commanders, at least right now, it looks like they're one of them.
Let me also give this guy kudos, because he deserves it. Cliff Kingsbury.
Oh, yeah.
That guy is like, he's like a god.
I'm tipping my cap to him.
That offense is scary.
For the
Adam Peters should get some credit, too, because the offensive line is so much better than it was last year.
Yeah.
So when Jaden's in there, or now when Marcus Mariota was in there, just a lot of time.
Yeah. I'll be honest. When Mariota went in, I tweeted, and I meant it with all my heart.
You're a Driscoll guy.
I said I'd much rather see Driscoll run in there.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. I mean, I don't think Marcus Mariota's any good, but I
just,
know
just based on the preseason, I like Driscoll more, and Mariota shocked me. So hats off to him. Amazing. I didn't panic when Jaden got hurt. You obviously could see something was wrong with him.
Mm-hmm.
I thought maybe he'd be out 2-3 weeks. We'll still find out.
Right.
But I you know, I'm guessing just a bruised rib, maybe. I don't know. We're just guessing at this point. But the x-rays, by reports, like leaked reports or whatever, negative.
Plus, his mom tweeted that he's okay.
Tweeted he's fine. But
Mrs. Daniel said he's okay.
The thing is, they're going to do more tests. Yeah. And anytime you do more tests, you might find something.
Sure.
I would say stop with the tests. That's just me, though, Cakes.
Right.
No, but I saw Zach Ertz talk about this afterwards, and he was really thankful for the organization and the
I know, they care about the player.
They care about the player.
I know.
So especially,
they do.
I get what you're saying, but you don't want him playing through some
no
sort of injury.
Well, there's no reason for him to come back yesterday.
Right.
No. That was obvious from the beginning.
He almost had a house call, by the way, on that first run.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the thing is,
he
cut
back
sick
to the inside. I felt like if he just went to the outside, he probably would have just run by everybody, but...
I don't know.
Spectacular.
They had an angle on him. It was the first time we saw him go to that extra gear. Like, he's kind of been gliding, mm-hmm. in my opinion, through the first five games. And that one, he hit that extra gear. And we're like, oh, yeah. Now, I wonder where
but
he got
where,
hurt.
That's where it happened.
I think it got,
I think
he got hurt
it was there when they landed
on him. Because it was awkward.
Yeah.
It was an awkward fall.
And there were screenshots of him holding his rib as he was getting up from that pile.
Yes.
So,
and then you saw him afterward. I almost wonder, I don't know if this is true. Can you pop something and then pop it back in? You know what I mean? Like
with
under your
rib
cage?
I don't know. That
because
I don't know.
He looked so much better. Like, I almost wonder if they did some manipulation or something because he looked so much better when he came back out.
Possibly.
You know what I mean?
I don't
didn't
know.
Look like he was in pain.
I don't know if your rib can just pop out of place and pop back in. That,
maybe not
I
a rib,
no
maybe like a cartilage or something. I don't
know.
Something
killers.
Was off. It could be that.
Yeah. But I mean, he was just standing on the sideline and laughing and joking around, mm-hmm. but he's not moving around.
How bad the Panthers
for sure.
are.
Yeah, so.
For sure. I'm not saying he was perfect, but he just looked like he was a lot better.
But back to that offensive line, they give the quarterbacks time. The running game mm-hmm. is really, really strong this year. And
well,
then,
I'll be impressed, even though it's Carolina. The defense, forget it. I won't put too much stock in the fact that they didn't score much, but they just do look like they're more violent. They're just more active. So they are growing a little bit defensively. So maybe they're
think
not.
So.
Maybe that's
against
the worst
bad teams
like
for
I
sure
for a
Look,
few weeks.
Yeah, right.
They're beating up on bad teams
for sure.
Correct. I can't remember. I think the combined record of the teams they've beaten in their five wins is something like 9-25.
Yeah,
yeah. That's true.
Yeah, but that's what you're supposed
against
to do.
Bad
though.
Teams,
right.
they hold
you
them
are.
To,
you're supposed to do that.
Low point totals. They held the Browns to 13, the Cardinals to 14, and the Panthers to 7.
Things can turn. Seasons are long. We've seen seasons turn before.
Mm-hmm.
We were horny for Zorny when they started off 6-2 years ago, and it went south. But right now, when you look at the NFC landscape, all right, the Lions are probably the best team in the NFC.
They're pretty
the
impressive.
The 49ers took it on the chin yesterday. Jason's
they
been
sucked.
Saying they struggle, right?
They've got ridiculous injuries.
And the Eagles might be on the come. And, you know, maybe they're figuring things out.
The Giants are
but
horrendous.
The Commanders are right there. The Commanders are a good team.
Yeah,
they're a good team.
I think.
Well, yeah, I mean,
solid,
when you're putting
sure.
up 40 a game, yeah, they're good. I mean, but you're right. I mean, the two good teams they played, they lost to.
Yeah, listen, I don't think we're Super Bowl contenders or anything. This is just an amazing run, awesome. I hope we could beat the Bears. If we lose to them, I'll be embarrassed. But we should win the following week against the Giants.
They've already won more games than they did all of last season.
I know.
Yeah.
And if you're holding an over 6.5 ticket, I mean, you're really liking your chances at this point.
Oh, it's a lock.
I mean, it should be a lock.
Yeah. They're not going to get two more wins?
I said you should be happy.
Yes.
You're kind of counting your money already.
It's actually, I'm kind of like speechless, to be honest with you.
Hey, I was wondering
it's
this.
It's hard to figure out what to do when they're 5-2.
I'm kind of speechless.
I was wondering this about GB as a fan, because I know you love Jaden so much.
Mm-hmm.
When they start off the game with a pick six, it's great because you get a lead, right? Mm-hmm. But you had to wait longer to see the offense. Are you a little torn there?
No, I mean, it was a while before Jaden caught on there.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, let's be honest. Jaden makes the game more exciting.
Of course.
There's no doubt. In fact, when he went down with injury, I just started putting more. I just moved my putting mat in front of the TV, and I started putting more because I'm just less interested when Jaden's not
you
in there.
You know what else is exciting? When Andy Dalton gift wraps a pick six to Dante Fowler Jr.
Mm-hmm.
He just feels the slightest bit of pressure, and then
Look,
he says, "I don't
that's
want this,
another one
I don't
blew
want this
me
ball
away.
Anymore. Take it, please.
Which
take
pick
it to the
was worse, though? His second one was horrendous.
The one
yeah, but that,
fourth
that
was
wasn't
a total
on him.
Gift.
The
Dalton,
first one was.
You
worse.
Didn't see reaction. Dalton's reaction. The who was the receiver, Forbes? Deontay Johnson?
Oh, you're supposed to cut in between.
He stopped his route, right. And Dalton went, what are you doing?
Yeah.
So I'm not going to put the second one on Dalton. The first one was terrible.
That was pretty bad.
Yeah.
I was just stunned.
And then Dalton went over to the bench after the second pick and was yelling at, he wasn't yelling at Deontay Johnson, but he was yelling at one of the coaches who was sitting there at the bench.
I wish I had like an ISO cam on David Tepper, the Panthers owner, watching that game, watching Marcus Mariota carve up his team. Surgically take them apart.
Unbelievable. But
off the bench.
Again, the weapons coming through. Sinnott gets his touchdown.
You love Ertz, the weapons.
Ertz, all the running backs contributing. All the receivers contributing.
You know what, yesterday? Ertz actually had some yak.
A little bit.
On that nice little slant that he ran.
I mean, he's limited, but he is. Not to utilize him.
I didn't say it was on every play. On that play, he had some yak.
Was Washington ever as bad as Carolina?
Oh, yeah.
Last year.
They weren't. No, they were better than Carolina.
I think we were pretty bad. When Callahan took over and we were just trying
just
to run
the ball.
And get through the games like 2.5 hours.
I still think that team was better than this Carolina team. This Carolina team is.
I don't know. I was stunned there.
That team, is 5 to 7 years away from any sort of contention.
They just got to get lucky with a quarterback, kind of like Washington did.
You got to say this. They had played better in their previous games, three of them. They had beat the Raiders are dreadful. The Raiders are worse. They've proven that.
Raiders are bad,
Raiders are worse.
Worse than Carolina?
I don't know. They have the shame of losing.
Well, just
Carolina
because they beat them. That's just because that.
You got to give them the nod.
Again, that was the artificial sugar high when they benched Bryce Young and went to Andy Dalton.
Mm-hmm.
It was the whole newness factor.
But then the following week, they scored 24 against the Bengals.
That's dissipated.
They scored 20 against the Falcons last week.
No, holding them to 7, that was a really good job by the defense. Job well done.
Yeah. I don't know.
But they were just really, really bad.
You can't glean too much from it. But
it's a horrible defense.
Oh, it's a horrible defense. They are dreadful. Bet against them every week.
Yeah. Pick up Denver's defense in your fantasy league.
Play Bo Nix against them next week.
Because
he's going to have a big day.
Denver's going to kill
Carolina. I don't know about that one.
He'll have a relatively big day against that defense.
I wouldn't bet on a big day for Bo Nix.
He'll rush for like 50 yards against them.
Okay.
I mean, he might throw a couple touchdowns against them.
You don't have your fantasy brain on, JP. Yeah. If quarterback runs for 50, it turns your fantasy into an elite
day. It's called stats as well. Like, he's going to have good stats against them.
I know, but Bo Nix, he just doesn't put up big numbers.
Generally, no. But when you face Carolina, look at what Marcus Mariota just did to them.
Yeah.
Straight off the bench.
Hey, kudos to Mariota. Another guy who's really been a standout pretty much all season. Maybe not in the first couple games. Notice him as much. Luvu's
been great.
Luvu's a stud.
Had his revenge game against the Panthers.
He did.
You got to factor that in always.
You don't know what to make of it because it was the Panthers, but I thought defensively they were fine. Like, there's nobody I really want to be pissed about.
I believe Carolina only had 10 first downs.
Yeah.
I'm shocked they even had that.
I mean, Carolina had a total of 180 yards. Total. To Washington's, 420?
So all you could do when you play a team like that, if you think that you're good at all, is you got to smash them.
Yep.
And that's exactly what they did. So I wouldn't take too much more from it, but they did smash them. And now every week's a new week. Mm-hmm. I definitely think the Bears game is going to be tougher than I had anticipated.
Well, it's going to be tougher than that game yesterday. Without a doubt.
Especially if you don't have Jaden.
Yeah.
The Jaden thing will be interesting to see how they handle that.
Let's just keep our fingers crossed that he's back.
If he's banged up at all, they're going to hold him out.
We'll be talking about it throughout the show here on a Victory Monday brought to you by Chenega Miles, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careers.MIOS.com. Coming up next, we'll open up the phone lines. What are your takeaways? Commanders now 5-2. They beat up on the Carolina Panthers 40-7. You can call us on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines at 800-636-1067. Same number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. You can hit us up on Twitter at Junks Radio. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV on a Victory Monday brought to you by Chenega Miles, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com. Are you fired up? They're 5-2. It seems like the fan base is now taking wins for granted.
By the way, Cakes, can you just get out the season prediction? And where did this guy, the guy sitting to your right, where did he have them after 7 weeks?
5-2.
Let's see.
I wonder if somebody saw this.
Well, you also see a serious tailspin because they only have them with 9 wins.
Yeah, 5-2. Now you have them losing to both the Bears and the Giants in the next 2 weeks. You actually have 3 or 4 losses upcoming.
I would like to amend them Read what I said at the end of my prediction.
You predicted 9-8.
What did I say, though?
And then there's 4 asterisks.
Right.
If EB has balls, he'd pick them against the Bears and the Falcons to have them at 11-6.
Right, but I didn't have balls.
You do have a disclaimer.
Right, thank you.
There's a disclaimer at the end here.
Thank you.
There you go.
I don't know. I actually think today, the next week's game, let's assume Jaden is somehow miraculously ready. Yeah. I would say it's a 50-50. But I do think we should destroy the Giants.
I want to hear from fans.
Their offensive line is so bad. Yeah. Like, Daniel Jones just getting sacked left
all
to right
the time.
Yesterday.
I want to hear from fans. What is your assessment of this team? I know it's not some sort of revelation, but they're a good team. I think you have to say it now after 7 games. It's not fluky. I know that they're beating up on bad teams. They're a good team.
Yeah,
they're good. Are they as good as the Ravens? No.
I don't read that much into them beating up on bad teams because they were one of those bad teams last season.
Right.
So, like, I don't have any problem with them putting the boots to teams like the Browns and the Panthers because
they were in that same boat last season.
They were that team.
Right. But if they didn't do it, it would be a red flag.
Oh, yeah. Now this week you would have had an excuse because Jaden goes out on the first offensive series. And you would have said, okay, well, the backup came in. You don't generally expect that much out of a backup in the NFL. Right. At least I don't.
I thought when he went out,
going to be a big dip in production.
I thought when he went out, it would be a squeaker, but we'd pull it out, but it would be a squeaker.
No, but it was great that it was a dominating win.
Yeah.
A dominant win? Yeah. That's what you should do to a bottom feeder team. I mean, that team is going to be picking 1 or 2 in the upcoming NFL draft.
Correct.
Yeah. I mean, there's no way that team wins.
I mean, unless Bryce Young, and I would assume Bryce Young's going to start this week, but unless Bryce Young turns into...
Look, I don't know if I can just assume that because watching that game, I thought Bryce Young should have played most of the second half, and he didn't.
Yeah, I know. So, I just think they're going to give him a full week's prep and practice with the receivers.
Yeah.
I think he'll start. If he doesn't, then they're really punting. But, yeah, you're right. They're going
to
be picking one or two.
But to annihilate a team like that with your backup quarterback is an impressive feat.
Yeah, do you get more confident? 800-636-1067, 421 yards to 180, 26 first downs to 10. Of course, they had the pick six, so the defense scores actually had 2 interceptions. Mm-hmm. Remember, they had a streak of a bunch of games without an interception. They got 2 off of Andy Dalton.
I did notice when they asked Quinn after the game about Forbes and kind of give him a softball to kind of talk about his redemption with that interception. He didn't really, because it was such an easy one.
Sure.
Like, you know what I mean? He didn't really give Forbes any props. He just talked about the defense as a whole. So
yeah, but sometimes guys drop those gimmies because didn't Jaden throw one last week?
Again, you mentioned Dante Fowler's pick six, but Emmanuel Forbes also with an interception. What does it mean to this team and this defense to have him come back from missing the game last week and have this kind of play?
Well, I think number one, we're really emphasizing, you know, finding ways to create takeaways, and I thought our offense did a good job of owning it. So it goes for us in all three phases. You know, we knocked one out on kickoff, but we didn't get it. And but just the fact that we think about the ball, we talk it and live in it. So to come up plus 2, that's a big deal for us. And it doesn't happen by accident. You got to put the work in to do it. But we feel like we've got more space to grow in that area. If we can create possessions for our offense, that's the name of the game. But to finish plus 2 is a big deal for us.
I just thought it was an opportunity for him to give him a shout out and say, hey, he's been working hard and he's not getting himself down. And he came out there and he made a play. No, none of that.
But they're
I don't know what to read into it, but
they're plus 3 in turnover differential through 7 games. So you love to see that. And again,
mostly because they take care of the ball.
Right.
Yeah.
But Cliff's offense is like what it's doing is I think it's borderline shocking. I mean, at 31.1 points per game, first in the league. Rushing yards per game, they're 3rd in the league. Passing yards, they're top half, they're 13th. It's pretty good. Third down conversions, 2nd. Rushing touchdowns, 1st.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're just
I said, in years past, though, like the Bienemies of the world have let us down.
Right.
But we have guys that can do this. But, you know, certain coordinators can scheme guys open. Mm-hmm. Some guys can't.
Right.
Clearly, Cliff can.
The system has to be in place. And then the guys fit into the system.
Right.
And that's what's happening right now.
Right. Yeah, but the biggest factor is Jaden Daniels. And then I think the second biggest factor for the offense is the line. Because those same running backs weren't running as effectively as they are this year as they were last year. And the quarterbacks were getting pressured a lot more last year versus this year.
You're dismissing Kingsbury's input.
No, I think Kingsbury is good.
Been dramatically different than Bienemy. Bienemy just pass, and then more pass. Mm-hmm. And very little creativity.
Hey, you weren't impressed by their upset win over Rutgers this weekend?
Didn't they squeak?
It was like 35-32, I think.
Yeah, scored 35. Maybe I think that was their best output of the year.
Yeah.
I don't know. No, I think Kingsbury's been great. The offensive line's been great. Jaden's been great. But it was a little bit cemented a little bit also. Like when Mariota comes in, mm-hmm. they just basically ran the same stuff.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They ran the same stuff.
Well, Charles Davis made a point of saying that Mariota coming out of college had a very similar resume mm-hmm. and skill set as Jaden Daniels.
Gravity, did you feel it's good true. About Mariota coming in?
I've never fist pumped as many times during a Commanders game as I did yesterday.
I've been
waiting 10 years for a coach to know what to do with Mariota. A special talent takes a special coach.
Yeah.
Kingsbury's that guy. I've been telling you guys for weeks, it's a Kingsbury's the star of this team.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yesterday, looked like I was right.
Hey, I was saying that before the season started.
What?
That Kingsbury knows offense, and everyone questioned it.
Then why didn't you pick him to win more than five games or whatever you picked?
I picked seven. That's decent.
Hey, who picked 10?
Hey.
But my point was, that's all the show's devolved.
Well, just go back to the audio. That's like your back batting machine needs to be shifted.
Let me just say this.
And I said this before the season started. He had a balance when he was running the offense in Arizona. It wasn't just pass. It wasn't. Mm-hmm. It was a balance. And you're seeing that with Washington because they're establishing the run. Now they got a running quarterback, which certainly helps.
Well,
but they're establishing the run, which sets up the pass.
As we argue for credibility here and for credit, go to the tape. I was high on Kingsbury until the first game. Then I hated that first game.
You bailed on him.
Then I hated the first two quarters of the second game.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he was just, in hindsight, I think he was just spoon-feeding, seeing where they were at, and then he let go. And then it's been clear sailing since then. From the third quarter of the second game on,
He knows offense. He just does.
I don't have a problem with him going easy in his debut against Tampa. Like, you hated that game?
I hated it.
I didn't have a problem with it.
That was almost the first game in the NFL. That was almost like the first preseason, or maybe the last preseason game.
I know. I understand.
That's kind of like
I felt like we punted it a little bit. I didn't like it. It's fine, Cakes.
He's making his debut on the road against a playoff team from last year.
Like, I know.
They kind of did the math that we're probably not going to win this game. I'm not going to expose my rookie quarterback.
Well, I don't like that.
Okay. Well, I mean, you can't like it, but that's just the tact that they took to approach that game.
I actually think they were wrong, though. That's the difference. You think they were right. Okay. I think they were wrong.
So I think it was Evan Washburn who said that there was a source who described Daniels on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most worry, 1 being the least worry. A 3 to 4. A team source said it was like a 3 to 4 on Daniels' injury.
I don't know. I'm gonna guess maybe a bruised rib or something.
Yeah, I mean, if it was broken, they would have already seen it.
Yeah. Maybe they'll find a little hairline.
Bruised ribs
something.
Are super painful.
No, they are.
Just because he didn't break it. I think we have to assume
because they're gonna be cautious with them.
Yeah,
and Dan tried to say they'll be equally cautious with all the players. Don't believe it. They're going to be extra cautious with this kid.
Yeah, this is like a Strasburg shutdown situation.
I think we have to assume he's not going to be here this week, and that should be fine. And we just
I'm not making that assumption.
You think I wouldn't make play? That assumption either.
No, not yet. I mean, until we learn the severity of the injury.
Yeah,
I think
he'll play.
Well, the way Marcus
he'd play.
Marcus played yesterday, they might say, "All right, let's keep him out a week because Marcus can step in."
We're cruising.
Yeah, but they know that.
Especially if it's a bruise, let it heal. Why do you need to expose him? Just give him a week off.
But I'm saying, if he's backing up and he's throwing the ball and he's got pain right there,
if he ain't playing. If he's in a lot of pain during practice this week, they're going to hold him out. But if it's moderate pain and they're like, hey, Jaden, you want to take a shot before the Bears game? You want to take a shot in your ribs before the game? And he says yes, then he's going to play.
Yeah, they can handle pain. That's not the issue. But if playing's going to exacerbate it,
sure,
make it worse, they're not going to play him. They can handle the pain. Like you say, you give him a shot, and 10 seconds later, he'll feel better.
It doesn't help for the Jaden's going to play crowd that Marcus looks so good, too.
Right. Like, there's no need to play him this week against the Bears. The Bears game's not that important.
If Marcus was throwing up all over himself.
Bragging rights over Caleb Williams. Those then, are maybe then a you, little
then
more interesting.
Then you maybe you might want to rush him back.
Right.
But if Marcus looked competent, looked good.
None of us know anything, but I'll make a $5 bet right now he plays.
Ooh.
I'll bet you a dollar. No, I don't want to root against him.
$2 standard
bet. No, here's the thing. I don't want to root against him. Right. It's way more fun for me if he's playing. I'm just being realistic.
Look, I think it could go either way.
I think they're gonna err on the side of caution.
He just looked so nonchalant on the sideline, smiling.
Because the preliminary x-rays showed nothing.
Yeah, he's probably just happy that it's not broken.
And his mom said he's fine.
Yeah. Well, but
fine can mean out for a week or two.
Who do they play next, the week after the Bears?
Giants. In New York.
The Giants.
We can afford to go 1-1, to be honest with you. Play Marcus, go 1-1, and then bring him back. I think we have the Steelers after that.
Yeah.
And bring him back there.
800-636-1067 is the number on the MGM National Harbor Listener Line. Let's go to the phones. Your reaction. How are you feeling about this Commanders team now 5-2?
All right. Let's go to Paul in D.C. 800-636-1067. Paul, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, fellas. How's it going, man? Hey, you know, this coaching staff, man, these studs they brought in here, man, I can tell you, man, you can see the improvement each week. In that team, that like you was talking about with our OC is doing, but that defense, man, you can see yesterday. I don't know, man. Maybe Carolina, whatever, man. But they looked more aggressive, man. Like they wanted to hit somebody out there, man.
Yeah, I thought they looked way more physical.
I kind of like that right there, man. But also, man, having Mariota in there, man, scared the living hell out of me, man.
Me too.
But he was prepared, man, and I really like that. But I'm leaning toward what y'all was saying about it. If he's not ready, man, do the Bears game, because the Bears game ain't as important as making sure that he's healthy.
Right.
But then we'll find out if Mariota was for real or not, or was yesterday was just a fraud. Okay.
Right.
Other than that, fellas, man, I'm enjoying this thing, man, and I'm ready to listen
to
y'all.
Play the music, Cakes! Come on, give it to him!
By the way, the Carolina Panthers' output, I know they suck.
They're bad.
But in the four games prior to yesterday, they scored, I don't know how the Raiders,
how did
the Raiders allow them to score 36? That they should be thrown in jail for that. 36, 24, and they stubbed their toe against Atlanta, 10, and 20.
Right.
And Joe Witt Jr. and his staff held them to under 10.
Yeah.
Mariota's numbers are pretty breathtaking. They're similar to like what Jaden was doing.
Yeah, they were
18 for 23 for 205 yards, two touchdowns, no picks. QBR 64.7.
Really good job.
Quarterback rating 132.8.
By the way, I didn't actually think he looked super like insane, but he did a great job of evading and using his feet and his athleticism.
Yeah.
And then kind of slinging it out there.
I didn't get many reps. Of course, you're going to come in and be rusty. Yeah.
I didn't think he looked like super in sync and super like polished, but he made it happen.
Guy only had 5 incompletions.
Yeah, he had limited reps during the week.
Right.
It's a staple of this offense, completion percentage.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Ben in Silver Spring. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in.
They did a good job on Chuba, too. One of the things we haven't talked about.
Yeah, pretty much held him.
Because Hubbard that was had the key been to the good. Game.
Ben, what's up?
If you remember how everybody was going crazy over the summer because we weren't being aggressive enough getting the high-end players. But this management, I think, is now beginning to validate itself and validate its decision. And isn't it great having a good management looking at the long term? Instead of raising the top, they raise the floor. They have a serviceable team around Jaden Daniels. We're now a middle-of-the-pack team, and Jaden can develop, and next year we can begin to start looking after some of the top-level players. They got rid of Dotson. They didn't go after high-end receivers because we're not ready for that yet. I think it's the whole organization looks so much better. Could you imagine with that injury, if this was back when RG3 was there, and they just leave him in there to get decimated? They're taking care of the future, and isn't that promising?
Of course. It's a professionally run outfit, from the ownership to the management to the players to who they're picking. I mean, Daryl Green's retirement ceremony, shockingly enough, with Josh Harris at the helm, went off without a hitch yesterday. What would have happened if Dan Snyder were still in charge? They would have taken pictures of him in front of the porta potties out in front of the stadium.
Well, they probably wouldn't have had it.
They wouldn't have had it in the first place, but if they did, it would have been botched spectacularly.
I heard Doc.
Things are running more smoothly now.
I heard Doc on the post game yesterday when I was driving around, and he said that the alumni weekend was the most well-attended alumni weekend he's ever been to.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
He actually said he wished he was taking like voice texts to remember everybody that he saw.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think that also had to do with the Mayor Bowser ceremony, which he emceed.
Yep.
So they had the big event for the Key to the City and then the Daryl Green part. But you're right. It was another level.
Right.
I mean, when was the last time you saw a picture of the posse together? Like, you had Art,
right,
Ricky, and Gary. It's been a while since I'd seen a picture of those three together.
Right.
So very
it's a breath
cool.
of fresh air to have things run professionally all throughout the organization.
I actually heard somebody call in to Doc's post-game show with Linnell, and they said they were sitting in a section of the game, and Chris Baker was in the section, and Mike Sellers was in the section.
Oh, that's really good. Those guys both had their health issues, and they're doing okay.
You know, I walked by Mike Sellers at MGM National Harbor over the weekend.
Isn't he like a heart transplant or something? Or
he looked fine when I walked by him for 2 seconds in the lobby.
No, Doc referred to it, but both of them had health issues, and both of them had beaten him.
That's great news.
Yeah. Well, I know I follow Chris Baker on Instagram, and he's very thankful and still. So I still think he's got a lot going on with that stroke. That's great. That's great to hear.
But apparently, the alumni weekend was a smashing success.
Well, I mean,
Doc actually said I wish they actually did two a year.
Yeah.
Because it was so well attended, and it's just a once a year bit.
Think about it, because we don't really know those guys. I mean, you know Doc and a few spare guys here and there, but the fans really hated Dan Snyder, right?
Oh, yeah.
The players might have hated him more, the ex-players.
Oh, I'm sure they
like,
did.
As much as the fans hated him, the former players and alums hated him just as much.
Ask Brian Mitchell.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a one-off.
I know, but I always thought, there's a little grievance. He left, No, they all pretty much universally didn't even want, except for like Joe T. Joe T just gets along with everybody.
He loves everyone.
Yeah. But other than like Joe T and Doug, those guys could not stand him.
Yep.
Probably Doug couldn't
Good
stand
riddance.
Him too.
Coming up at 7 o'clock, John Keim, who covers the Commanders for ESPN.com. He'll join us. Also, Michael Phillips, host of the MP on the Mic show on 910 The Fan, for our colleague check-in at 8:20 here on a Victory Monday, brought to you by Chenega Miles, the 2024 top workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com. Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. So my weekends, I coach a lot of soccer. My brother just sent me a text. He was like, big win for Maryland. I was like, I didn't really see it because I had a later game. But I got in the car. Johnny Holiday still has his fastball, by
the
way. I love this Johnny Holiday.
Good for him. And guy's grinding.
That's an incredible win for the Terps.
Oh, I mean,
I don't know what the percentage chart is on ESPN.
I can tell you exactly what it was. When SC was lining up for the 41-yard field goal, they were a 97.1% chance winner.
Yeah.
And then the Terps block it. And
go down and score.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was just a huge win, especially after the gigantic dud against Northwestern.
Could you clarify that maybe as a season saver?
Potentially.
Possibly. I mean, the rest of the schedule is still very difficult.
No, but it's just something good that they can point to that held on.
It helped a lot.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of people saying, well, why are they storming the field?
Well, Valdez is one of them.
They beat USC. USC is not very good.
Right.
And what I said is, when you have that percentage of a chance to win, which is minute, in the moment, the people that are still there, they're fired up.
Sure.
Like, it's like, I can't believe it. We won, and it's just an exciting thing to do to storm the field. Nobody believes they're winning a national championship or anything.
And let's be honest, how often do you get a chance to storm the field for football at Maryland?
I mean, it was a great turn of events.
The opportunities aren't going to come around a lot.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So you had that on the local front.
But see, the thing is, it's Maryland still beating USC. It's all about the brands.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I mean, right. This is not an
even though USC,
good.
USC sucks.
They're down. Yeah.
And Lincoln Riley has been a huge bust.
No, but you just beat Blood.
But you beat USC, and then the way you did it, of course the fans are going to go crazy.
Yeah. Right. So I have no problem with that. Jason, you went to the Tech game. You weren't here Friday. Their offense has come to life.
It has.
I mean,
they got to stop.
Almost ran for 300 yards.
They got to stop turning the ball over. That's what allowed Boston College to stick around. And also, Virginia Tech's not very good at stopping the run. and Georgia Tech can run it. Now, Georgia Tech's starting quarterback has been banged up. He's a great dual threat kid, this Haynes King. So he didn't play in the Notre Dame game, so I assume he's going to play on Saturday. But, yeah, they have kind of turned it around offensively, still have some holes in the defense. But if they can just hold on to the ball and not give it back to the other team and not allow teams to stay in it like Boston College, yeah, I mean, the Georgia Tech game is going to be huge.
Another local team which we should give props to is Navy.
Yep, yeah. Navy's – now they play Notre Dame. Can they pull the upset against Notre Dame this week? And that would be awesome.
I mean, they just pasted Charlotte. I mean, they acted like they weren't even on the field.
6-0.
Well, Notre Dame –
didn't they have a kid run back two pick sixes? I think it's the first time it's ever happened in Navy school history.
Yes.
In a game.
And the quarterback for Charlotte threw three.
Right.
And two of them were pick sixes. Mm-hmm. But Blake Horvat, their quarterback, has just been awesome. I mean, if you just look at his numbers, Navy quarterbacks aren't really great throwers, mm-hmm. but he's a really efficient thrower. And of course, he can run the ball. So,
and Army's good too. They're
Army
both
and Navy.
Both yep. ranked in the top 25.
Both the quarterbacks can throw it, and obviously they can run it.
Yeah, I'm looking at Horvat's numbers since you just mentioned him. He's only thrown the ball 72 times so far this year.
Yeah, look at his completion
46 for 72. But he's got 10 touchdowns with only one pick. And then he has 10 rushing touchdowns.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, the Army-Navy story is really cool since they're both undefeated. And let's see what happens with Navy this weekend. I think they're playing up in Jersey. I think they're playing in East Rutherford.
So Jason runs this college survivor pool, which has over 50 entrants. Mm-hmm. Or it starts with over 50 entrants. And every week he sends an all caps email everybody's picks.
Mm-hmm. Easier to read.
And, you know, he spends much of the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, with his notebook.
A lot of lamenting.
Putting in everybody's picks. Yeah. Making sure they haven't picked the team twice.
But I am going to, this is probably the last year, because we have some idiots in the pool.
Kids in Chinese factories work less, by the way.
Guys who don't keep track of their own picks. They'll send picks they've already used. And then when I tell them, all right, the picks have to be in by this time, I'm driving to Blacksburg. I'm not going to be able to get the picks out on Thursday. And they wait until Friday to send the picks. Yeah. All right, you're an idiot. So this is probably the last year.
But Jason sent an email. I learned as much about college football just because Jason sent an email talking about the bloodbath this weekend.
It was a bad one.
So,
but you're still Texas alive. Loses. Out of the 52, there were 52 entries. Mm-hmm. We have 43 left. And you're one of five guys who still has three out of the four conferences still alive.
Well, credit his son. JP's
well, it's not him.
He's not even giving you the picks.
It's not him. I know it's Dylan.
I give him the picks. Dylan sends them to me.
Dylan is the brains of the operation.
Yeah. But your
delegation is very important in life.
You and Dylan are right in the mix for the overall pot.
I hope you're at least giving him the lion's share of any winnings.
Sure. Plus, I'll be giving him probably $300,000 in tuition in the next couple of years.
I guess that's true. That's a good point. Didn't think about that.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
That's a lot.
Texas loses.
Yep. Texas loses to Georgia.
They got dominated by
They didn't look good.
Georgia.
Yeah. So Arch came in for he's not going to start in the future. He just came in for a drive.
He just came in for a drive. They went back to yours, but Georgia was clearly the better team.
What was the point of playing him for one and then going back to was hurt?
No, he just wasn't good.
Oh, so they just pulled him. They didn't
trying to get a spark.
They were trying to spark, and
Arch immediately fumbled though.
Yeah, Arch, and then Arch turned it over. Okay, so they took Arch out and they put Ewers back in. But
and Alabama lost again. I saw a little of that.
That was a bad game.
I mean,
the Alabama-Tennessee game
really good.
Was an actual, it was a bad, sloppy game.
Hey, Oklahoma and Texas, welcome to the SEC.
Yeah, right.
Not
but
great
it
for
seems
them.
Like DeBoer has lost the control of the team in a way. Didn't
Could he be a one and doner?
No.
Oh, I think he probably signed a massive deal. He's making like over $10 million a year.
Didn't they pay off the guy at Texas A&M a bunch of money?
Couldn't Jimbo, yeah, they did.
That is true.
I doubt they'll make a move after
Jimbo
1 year.
Was there like...
He was there a long time.
Yeah.
But they kept giving him new deals.
DeBoer is set to make $87 million over an 8-year deal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's
what
begging,
I'm reading.
He's begging to get fired.
Right.
He's had to pay him for 7 more years. That's but yeah, he's the had, American dream.
He's had players act out on the field and get personal fouls, which obviously cost them yardage and I'm not saying it never happened with Saban, but DeBoer has to have more control over his roster, during the game.
A similar thing happened in the Florida State.
And then he went
Duke
for it on 4th and 22. He got no chance of getting that.
Did you see the Florida State coach flexing in like trying to intimidate a Duke player who went off the sideline? I guess
I saw the story.
Face-to-face with the Florida State coach, and the coach like did this to him. Like, it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah. You just get like, caught up in emotion.
I mean, it's just, what are you guys doing? Like, it's Florida State. It's already a bad look. The product you're putting on the field, mm-hmm. and then to do that,
yeah,
it's just embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. So Georgia's back up to number two.
Yes, Oregon won. They beat Purdue 35-0 on Friday night.
Penn State's three.
Yep, Penn State's three. Doesn't really matter what the rankings are. Just kind of depends on where the seeds are when the commission sets the college football playoff.
The other team that I kind of kept my eye on, just because they smashed Maryland, and then
I know you're thinking of
Indiana.
Indiana.
I mean, they're 7-0.
They might make the college football playoff.
It's a possibility.
I mean, they're.
I don't know if it was his quote or whatever, but I saw the Cignetti. How do you pronounce it? Cignetti. Yep. He was like, "All I do is win."
He's right.
He just wins.
I mean, they're ranked higher right now than Alabama in the AP Top 25.
Correct.
That's just stunning to see.
Quarterback broke his thumb.
Yeah.
But they are. That's a really cool story. That Indiana's 7-0 under the former JMU coach. But there's a lot of stuff going on in college football, man.
Vandy's in the top 25. Makes that Virginia Tech loss to Vandy not look
as bad. It's still a bad loss, in my opinion.
Right.
No, it's an
especially because you saw it in person.
An underrated spot to watch a little college football. I was watching it. It had about, I don't know how many TVs, but I went to Dave and Buster's. Mm-hmm. So I had a lot of soccer on Saturday, and I was like, okay, we're all soccered out. Let's do something fun. And we got our butts kicked on Saturday. So I went to the bar and I said, you know what, Dylan, you take care of your sister. And they played games.
Nice.
I sat at the bar and watched some college football. Dave and Buster's got a nice little setup for sports.
It's a good spot. How much you spend in power cards? Probably a lot.
Probably a lot of money. No, like $46, I think.
Okay. That's reasonable.
I think it's $20. They each got $20, mm-hmm. but there's some sort of VIG or something.
Was our friend Shaq in the pack in there winning every single game?
Nah, man. they changed the setup there. I hadn't been there in a while.
Yeah.
They have like a section, more adult section of like a shuffleboard. Mm-hmm. Like, it looks like you can get a little section there and drink your beers. But it's not a bad setup to watch games.
Yeah.
When I know they do a lot of adult section. I don't think shuffleboard. My brain goes somewhere
else. Yeah, I know. Yeah. More real adult content.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
No, but there's games for kids, you know, all the ski ball stuff.
I understand. Yeah.
But I think they make, like most places, probably the bulk of their money from alcohol sales.
Of course.
By the way, down in Blacksburg, we were staying at the Hilton Garden Inn, which is right there in Blacksburg. And after the game, we're sitting there at the hotel bar, my wife and I, and we're waiting for my daughter and her friends to come. And in walks Bruce Smith.
I was going to say Bruce Smith. Well, of course.
Not really shocking. He said to a bar.
And by the way, the bar had closed. All right.
Okay.
And I don't know what Hilton Garden Inn's doing.
Yeah.
They're stupid. All right. The bar closes at 10 o'clock.
Too early.
You got all these people coming in from the game.
Yeah.
And all they want to do is post up.
Sure.
They could have made thousands more.
All they want is a nightcap.
Right.
I've been there.
Poor plan.
Did he jump on top of you to try to get another half sack?
But what did Bruce Smith do? He's got clout in this city.
Yeah, yeah.
He brought his own bottle of wine.
Okay.
And he posts up. He's got his own bottle of wine.
Right.
And he and his buddy are drinking wine.
Sounds on brand.
Yep. Coming up next.
Sound on brand. Yeah.
John Keim from ESPN.com. As we get back into the Commanders on a Victory Monday brought to you by Chenega Miles, the 2024 top workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com.